I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The battle between the Kurds, Sunnis, and Shiite factions for control of Iraq continues. Sunni militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, are making it difficult, especially for Christians. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Christians in Mosul are being terrorized with Sharia or Islamic law.
Women have to be veiled. Families are being told they have to convert to Islam or pay the jizya tax. You either convert or you're killed or you pay a tax.
1 in 5 Iraqis are now displaced. Doyle says as Christians share aid, they're sharing Jesus too. At least 600 Sunni Muslims have come to faith in Christ. How do you heal a war-torn country? Engaged couple Jonathan Blumberg of Mission Aviation Fellowship and Lisa Jutsum, formerly of Samaritan's Purse, established a discipleship training program in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Called M28, it's helping Christians see beyond the scars. After a short time, the Congolese are ready to take over. Blumberg says,
"We trust God and we trust the leaders that we left the group with, and we really believe that it's mostly probably through these guys and girls that great things will happen over in Congo in the next generation."
And have you ever wondered if your gifts to a ministry actually makes a difference? Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says they do, especially for the Murlay people of South Sudan. Intertribal conflict is an everyday reality for the Murlay, and many have lost Bibles as a result. But your gift to Wycliffe's summer campaign can help replace them. Find details and get connected at our website. Pray this people group finds peace that can only come from Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.